Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Home is leading Green County Tech 24-7 in this girls' matchup. We'll look over some of our numbers in just a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, that 51-44 victory over Jonesboro this past Friday night, congratulations on that win.
Well, thank you, Matt. It was great to see our boys rewarded for all the hard work they put in. I thought it was a really good program win.
Yes, it was.
We've had some really big victories this year at home, and just all season long. But for us to do it against Jonesboro, probably a little bit more special, just because of the history with Jonesboro and really of how we've played them in the past. And everybody knows that they're one of the top programs and teams year in, year out in the state. So. Was really great to see it, but it started the days prior to our preparation and our film sessions and all that, and just really proud of the way our guys are bought in and believe that we can beat anybody, and that's how you get it done. You win those games by things you do every day.
Yeah, and I tell you, it came quite clear to me that you guys could very well. Win that game when Jonesboro was going with that zone defense. Satch Harris found Matt Jones cutting to that basket, and he went up for that two-handed stuff.
Yes, when we got them kind of spaced out a little bit and they started zone trapping, it left some guys open, and which really kind of gave us a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah.
Because they played a suffocating switching man defense. And we were able to play right there with them, have a lead all game, and when we started spacing out the floor and they left, and they really were kind of getting a little desperate trying to speed it up a little bit, and our guys, like they have all year long, just really responded, handled the pressure, and it was just Satch did a good job of the guy read up and we passed under. And Matt just 1-2 stepped into it, and it doesn't happen very often where Jonesboro calls a timeout after a Mountain Home dunk. That was kind of good to see.
It sure was. Well, I'll tell you what. I know it'd be good to take that momentum into this game tonight against a Green County Tech with definitely some talent. Especially when you look at their point guard, Zane Butler.
Yes, well, it's a 5A East, and everybody's just super nasty in this conference. Green County Tech, Zane Butler, I was telling you earlier, anytime you're 5'8", 5'9", and you got multiple D1 offers, you're a dude. And we saw that when we went over there. He kind of took over the game at times, and we fell short at Green County Tech, and we've really got to do a great job. I thought we played pretty solid defensively, but we've got to be able to execute a little bit better offensively than we did down there. So, we've absolutely got our hands full, but I've liked the preparation and the work that we've been putting in, and we fully expect to come out here and get this job done.
Well, again, congratulations on that win, Josh, on Friday night, good luck tonight.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate all you do, my man. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was the Mountain Home boys basketball coach, Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home's girls leading Green County Tech 24-7. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Not good.
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Homes, girls leading Green County Tech 24-7. Right now, Mountain Homes' leading scorer is Aston Yates with 9 points. 5 so far for Kay Gilbert, 4 for Emma Martin, and 2 each for Anna Grace Foreman, Leah Jackson, and Haven Klinger. Tech with 2 players on the scoring column so far. Emma Bates with 5 points, all 5 of Tech's first quarter points. And the other 2 came in the second quarter, scored by Kylie Stokes. And that's right now about it. Mountain Home doing a good job defensively against Tech. Right now, the Lady Eagles have committed 15 turnovers in this game so far, and Mountain Home with 7. This game has had no ties, no lead changes. Mountain Home has kept the lead ever since they took it early this evening. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home right now leading Green County Tech at the break 24-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into 2 categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.